Hello, my name is Dorothy. Returned a call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. This is Cindy Turner.
Okay. Are you on speakerphone, Bluetooth, or earpiece? There's a lot of noise in your background.
Okay, I'm sorry. AC, I got them turned down. So okay. All right. You hear me now?
Yes, thank you. That's better.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
How may I assist you?
I'm trying to sign up my unemployment.
Okay. I can assist you with that. May I have your social security number?
421-06-1918.
For security purpose, can you please repeat your social security number?
421-06-1918.
Okay. Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Cedric, C-E-D-R-I-C-K, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R.
And Cedric, can you verify your date of birth?
4/13/77.
And may I have your mother's maiden name? When we ask her for her maiden name.
Melinda Turner.
When we ask her for her maiden name, we're asking for her last name only. That is on her birth certificate at the time that she was born.
Yes, ma'am. Turner.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing,
no.
or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, we have to go over with you the fraud acknowledgement with you. You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs only to file TAA benefits?
Have I filed?
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation, but you only
no,
need
ma'am.
To file for TAA benefits?
No, ma'am, I haven't filed none yet.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And may I have your first name, please?
Cedric, C-E-D-R-I-C-K.
Do you have a middle initial that you want to use?
You can do D.
Your last name?
Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And Cedric, may I have your phone number beginning with your area code?
251-800-2160.
And your date of birth?
4/13/77.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what state is your license issued from?
Alabama.
May I have your driver's license number?
6761936.
Cedric, verify your race.
Black.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
None.
Verify your gender.
Male.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Disabled?
Yes.
No, not really. I don't know. I just got a pacemaker put in. I'm waiting on my disability claim, but hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I just got a pacemaker put in a couple months ago.
Okay. The question, do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
May I have your residential? I need your residential address. I just need your full and complete street address only.
Okay. 632 Hal, Hall Avenue.
Is there any additional address information like apartment number or building number?
No, ma'am.
Your residential city?
Richard, Alabama.
Your zip code?
36610.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have your address, 632 Half Hall Avenue.
Yes,
Pritchard, Alabama, 36610. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And may I have your occupation?
Port City Rentals, work at Tent Company.
No, I need your occupation.
Oh, driver. Tent installer.
Okay, so what's your occupation?
Driver, tent installer. I install tents too.
Hey.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, sir. Okay, because see, when I put in an occupation, you have to have a description.
Yes, ma'am.
And when I put in tent, it didn't have a description.
Okay, you just put driver down here. You put driver.
And are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
I'm looking for anything.
But are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. In or out, it don't matter.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Cedric, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And Cedric, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Cedric, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Well, like 15, 20 miles or how? I really don't have no limit to it. Well, I say 20 miles or whatever. 30 minutes away or whatever.
What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
15.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Did you work solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
A real estate license? I don't know.
Do you work solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I don't have a real estate license. I work hourly by my job.
Okay. These are just yes or no answers. Okay. It's a question that that's on this questionnaire that we have the action. They just a yes or no answer.
Okay. No, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Cedric, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in a time between April the 1st, 2023, and March the 31st, 2024.
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you approve for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I got an unemployment card already.
Okay. And who's your last employer?
Port City Rentals.
Employer's phone number?
471-5484.
Okay, that's not enough number.
471-5484. I'm sorry.
No, we have to have
I'm sorry, Mama. 251-471-5484.
I'm sorry, you ran that together.
Okay, I'm sorry. 251-471-5484.
Work location city?
Mobile, Alabama.
Employment start date?
I started back on November, on December the 22nd, 2020. Let's see. 2022, I'm sorry. December 2022 is when I started back in Port City.
Your last day that you physically worked it?
The last day I worked was July the 2nd. They sent me home 2 days. July the 2nd, 2024.
said, why are you no longer working?
They laid us off. They said it was slow right now. The business, they had no business, no work.
And this is the time of season to let people, we want tents put up.
Yes, ma'am, but it'd be like that during this time of year for a poor city.
Okay. Have you received it or do you expect to receive any other following pay for any time after your last day of work? Do you expect to receive, have you received or do you expect to receive any vacation pay?
No, man, no vacation pay, but
any sick pay?
No sick pay.
Holiday pay?
Yes, ma'am, for the 4th of July. They should have paid me for the 4th of July.
How many total hours?
One day. Just one day, 8 hours.
What's your pay rate per hour?
$15.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, we gotta go down. You make sure we answer everything. Cedra, are all the answers that you have given me correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You are certifying that your answer is true and accurate, and that the law provides penalty for making a false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. We match the earning you provide with wages reported by your employer. False answer can result in an overpayment and a fraud penalty. You certify by entering your full name that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And state your name.
Cedric Turner.
And verify your social security number.
421-061918.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefit. Please submit the following information. Which of the following street address in 8 Miles have you ever lived at or been associated with? 21 Bruce Wood Drive West, 4107 Austin Court, 5255 Keisha McLeod Road, 6899 Viewpoint Road. None of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
21 Bruce Wood Drive West.
According to your driver license, approximately how tall are you?
6'5".
According to your driver license, approximately how tall are you? 5'3", 5'7", 6'0", 6'6".
That's 6'5", but they put 6'6", but I'm 6'5".
Six feet six inches.
6'6".
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned it or leased it? 1995 Dodge Intrepid, 2001 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, 2002 Audi A6, 2005 Toyota Sequoia. I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
Never associated with any of the vehicles?
Okay, these next three questions, your answer you will reply with either I agree or I disagree. The next three questions, you should reply with either the I agree or I disagree. You are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
I'm sorry, Mama. I can't hardly hear what you said. You said I filed an internet claim?
You are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
I agree.
You are certifying under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
I agree.
You understand that it is your responsibility to re- and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant's benefits handbook. Do you agree?
I agree. Yes, ma'am, I agree.
Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claim Application. Closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information book that benefits rights and responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined. It has instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required week certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause the denial of benefits. Cedric, the process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a weekly certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. Unemployment claim uses calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant's portal. You will click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone. Toll-free telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made starting on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday, July the 14th, and 5 p.m. Friday, July the 19th, 2024. Whether you file online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions and information in the benefits, rights, and responsibility booklet. Exception to work search requirements are made for the following if you're an active union member who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employee who on a verified short-term layoff, claimants that's attended a director's approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later began hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Cedric, do you have any questions concerning your closing statement?
Yes, ma'am. So do I call the number on Fridays or do I call on Sundays? What the claim?
Yep.
That's all. Hello?
Okay. Your week certification can be made started as early as 12:01 a.m. on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to give you a confirmation number and your PIN number. Okay. Your PIN number is 1918. 1918 is your PIN number. Your confirmation number is 489-888-805. 489-888-805 is your confirmation number.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for submitting your initial claim. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.